Good evening. I'm Kevin Baird with a KUAC Newsminer update. Student leaders from high schools all over Alaska will be in Healy this week for the 2018 Alaska Association Student Government Spring Conference. The theme is Winds of Change. The student government gathering, which happens twice every year at various schools around the state, was last held at Tri-Valley School in 2013, 2002, 1997, and earlier. Local students have been working on organizing this event for months. So far, 350 students from more than 40 Alaska communities are registered to attend. Cassandra Marash, an advisor for the local student council, said, quote, "Hosting this conference is a great way for our school and borough to share our unique community with student leaders from around the state. These are the people that will be making decisions about Alaska's future, and it is so important that they have firsthand knowledge of the opportunities and challenges we face here in Denali," unquote. The first order of business at this conference is to debate resolutions students have written to improve their schools, communities, and the state. The other purpose is to network with each other, work on leadership skills, and learn about their host community. In Healy, visiting students will have the opportunity to hike with park rangers in Denali National Park, create works of art with local artists, visit Usability Coal Mine, and visit the 13,000-year-old archaeological site, see a working sled dog kennel, and even play human-sized foosball. A downtown Fairbanks area intersection remains closed following a traffic accident yesterday. State Department of Transportation spokeswoman Meadow Bailey says the Steese Highway and 10th Avenue intersection was shut down because a car hit a box that controls the traffic lights.
Ran into the control box and destroyed that.
Bailey says the intersection is one of several where traffic controls were already scheduled for upgrade.
Scheduled to be upgraded in about a month and a half. So rather than expend the energy and the cost to put in temporary repairs, we've actually asked the contractor to come in a month and a half early and to upgrade that intersection now.
Bailey says the contractor could have the lights back up and running and the intersection reopened as early as tomorrow. The borough has no plans to demolish the riverboat Nenana, a deteriorating 85-year-old five-deck wooden sternwheeler sitting in the middle of Pioneer Park. The SS Nenana was closed to tours for the coming summer season after an engineering report came out detailing its decay. A person on Sunday posted on the Fairbanks, Alaska Facebook page, without any source, that the Nenana would be demolished next year. The post elicited dozens of comments, had been shared more than 330 times by Monday evening, and reacted to by more than 600 people. Fairbanks North Star Borough Mayor Carl Castle said he has no immediate plans for what to do with the 237-foot-long boat, which is a National Historic Landmark. In 1967, a canal was built into Pioneer Park so the boat could be a flagship attraction when the park opened to celebrate the centennial of the U.S. purchase of Alaska. Parts of the riverboat have been restored through the years. Castle said the borough lacks funding to conduct another restoration. Borough leaders in the coming years will need to decide what to do about the riverboat, which needs extensive repairs due to corrosion, water damage, peeling paint, and rotting wood. Most of the snow has melted from the Tanana River ice at Nenana, and the surface is looking rotten. The Nenana Ice Classic webcam shows the tripod upright and in place, but that could change at any time. Anchorage climatologist Brian Brett Schneider estimates 3 to 6 days before the ice goes out and tells Alaska Public Media that it's in line with recent decades' earlier breakups.
The last 40 or 50 years, that trend line has been decreasing, and so we would expect then breakup to be somewhere around April 28th, just if we knew nothing else about the conditions this year.
Brett Schneider says records also point to an afternoon breakup time.
80% of years, the river there breaks up in the mid-afternoon. And so what happens is, as you get up to the breakup date, the actual day of breakup, it's usually kind of sitting right on the edge of, is it going to break up or not? And it's that afternoon solar energy that usually tips it over the edge. 80% of years, the river there breaks up in the mid-afternoon. And so what happens is, as you get up to the breakup date, the actual day of breakup, it's usually kind of sitting right on the edge of, is it going to break up or not? And it's that afternoon solar energy that usually tips it over the edge.
Brett Schneider notes that ice jam releases can throw that off. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Kevin Baird.